Badger Oracle Support, this is Bandana.
My name is Rod Christensen. I down here in Colorado Springs, I just kind of filling in the spot down here. And I cannot look at the tickets. Is there, you might want to share my computer.
Sure. Give me 1 second. Let me see if I can connect. Do you have your computer name with you?
Yeah, BDC-23958. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can see your Oracle screen right now.
Okay, let me get to what I'm talking about here. Mm-hmm. So I'm out of the Cheyenne shop, and I can only see the Cheyenne tickets. I can't see the Colorado Spring tickets.
Can you open the filter there? Or is
right
that
here?
Okay? Yeah. So right now, that's the default search you have. So if you see the saved search is Cheyenne tickets, and
Yeah.
you were defaulting by the cost center code as 40024.
Right.
So if you want, we can set up another tickets filter for that, and you can change in between these two filters, or we can try
yeah.
to add it here. If you think you have to see both of them at the same time, you can also add another cost center code.
Yeah, so I kind of do need to see both of them at the same time.
Sure.
I'm the operations supervisor in
mm-hmm.
Cheyenne.
Mm-hmm.
They moved me down to Colorado Springs
okay.
here temporarily.
Uh-huh.
And I'm kind of filling in the area manager spot here.
Okay, sure, no worries. So if that's okay, I can try to help you here. Is that okay,
okay
if I navigate?
Yes, please.
All right, let me get onto your computer. So what I would do here is I will also add the cost center code. And do you know the code for?
Yeah, it's 40018.
40018. And I'm assuming you would want to see only the completed and with signature, without signature?
Yeah, well, just, yeah, but with all the tickets that we do with and without.
Okay. And I'll try to save as a different name so that, should I put in to and Colorado Springs?
Yeah.
Let's just run for now, and then we can try to set it up. So as you see earlier, you were only seeing two tickets, and now you're able to see Colorado Springs as well.
Yep, perfect.
So what I would go ahead do this is, like, I would put it as set as default, so that whenever you come to the ticket screen, this would be the default.
Okay, perfect.
And run automatically so that you don't have to do it.
Okay, thank you.
So just to test this, once when it stops spinning, we'll go to a different account or something else and then navigate back to the screen so that we just want to make sure it's coming back to your default, this as the default.
So if we might like to job.
Yeah, you
something.
Can just browse away from this page anywhere. Like, you can click on jobs. And then if
and
you
then
go back
to that
to,
screen.
Yes, please. Tickets, right?
Kind of mess with it here. Perfect. That's awesome. Hey, now there's one other thing.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot, right here, you see where I have like all this workforce mobility. Is there a way we can add the Badger Den right here?
Sure. Yeah.
Like, so I, yeah, you know what I mean?
So what I would have to do for that is is there a specific you want to type in something where you want to take you to the to that home
Well, just
screen
like
view?
so I can have easy access to the Badger Den right here, because
Right.
that way it's just easy. I can go to it. Do I need a password or anything for that?
They're all single sign-on, so it should take you to the
Okay.
home. Let's see.
You know, I was just the ops supervisor, so I didn't really do a lot in the Badger Den. I was kind of mostly over trucks and stuff.
Okay. So I can set up on your favorite bar, like something
Right.
here that like how you were asking, but is
Yeah.
this the page that you want to go to every time, or is there anything specific that you think you have to start?
Is that the home page? Just if
This,
you could set
yeah.
the home page, because then I can go in there and find whatever I need, right?
Okay, sure. Then in that case, what I would do here is I would say, do you want me to rename as Badger Den? And it would add here. So I would just close this. And the next time I want to come here, I would go directly to that, and it should take you to the SharePoint, the home
So
here.
where would I find sheets that I need, like for the BBO sheets or first day walk around sheets?
Let me see. I think under the CBP project, these are all the webinars that we have, like all the navigations and the.
Just like a yeah, just I'm just looking for well, those are time sheets, like a first day walk around sheet, so like for new employees, stuff that goes in their file.
Sorry, unfortunately, I am not aware of.
Right, I can dig around. I can get a hold of an area manager or somebody that knows where to find that
Yeah,
in there.
I think they might have a better knowledge because we don't know where exactly they're put in, or if they are at all at some place somewhere. I'm sorry, I don't have that
That's all right.
information for you.
What else did I want to ask? Oh, my password's about ready to expire. How do I reset that?
Your password?
Yeah. I keep getting this just thing in my emails.
But is that what?
I'll
Okay,
show you
I'm
right
sorry.
now.
So what you can do is you can. I think I might not be able to see, but yeah,
Right
you
here, yeah.
can do Alt Control Delete. I want to say. So on your keyboard, if you try to put in key all the three keys together, like Alt, Control, and Delete, there would be an option for you to reset your password as well. Yeah, change your
Right here.
password. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And you can enter your old password and then your new password and confirm the new password. If you can also re-enter.
Okay, I should do it and then
And
sign in.
there is a symbol kind of thing right beside it.
Right here.
Yeah. Not that, the next one.
Right here.
Arrow. Yeah. If you can say. submit. So the count period. Is it a 9-character long, and does it have a symbol and a number as well, Rodney?
Let me see here.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Not sure why it's doing it.
Let's try this here.
So for some reason, something doesn't look right, Rodney. So if you're okay, I don't have the permission to change it to any default or anything.
Okay.
But I can transfer you to IT department, and once they reset it, you can they will advise you on how to change it to your personal password.
Okay. Yeah, I can call IT too. Hey, one more thing before I get off the phone. I got one more thing is, so I'm connected to the printer, I believe, in Cheyenne. How do I switch to connect to this printer down here? I go to this control panel. Was it devices?
I'm not the right person, but I can, I'll try to help you to where there should be printers. Can you get out of here?
Printers right there.
I don't know if you can add from here, but there should be another. Or you know what? I can actually transfer you to the IT right now. And while you request for your new password, they can also ask. They can also help you with this printer as well. They would be the right people.
Okay, perfect.
So give me 1 second. Let me transfer you to them, and they can help you with both your requests. You have a wonderful day, Rodney.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.